This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
We are prepared. We've tented everything, but this is rain or shine. We don't stop.
Rain or shine, this weekend is the 6th annual Wilmington Wine and Food Festival. This music is from DJ Professor Dub at last year's soiree. He's back again this year. Lauren Dixon is this year's festival director.
Friday night, we're kicking it off. It's a North Carolina Spirits and Barbecue. Matt Register with Southern Smoke is going to be there serving up some delicious barbecue. And then we've got local bartenders taking some of these North Carolina spirits that are also going to be sampled the same night and making a cocktail. And then you get to judge for the best cocktail. We're going to see who the winner is going to be this year. And then Saturday is our grand tasting. There's going to be over 150 wines being poured, as well as over a dozen restaurants giving you a little sample. And Sunday is our brews and bubbles and street eats. We've got 4 food trucks, local beer being poured, as well as a mimosa bar and a bunch of wine vendors pouring some of their best champagne.
When you come to it, how much food and wine will you get?
So you get sample glasses for the samples of wine and cocktails and beer. And you just hang on to that so you can basically refill it as much as you would like. obviously, we don't recommend you trying and tasting all 150 wines. We will have spit buckets and water available as well.
And then the food, it's in little bites?
Yep, it's a little bite size. You'll get little recyclable boat containers, a couple bites of everything. If you like it, you can go back and get more.
You're going to get plenty to eat, like a whole meal.
Oh, you'll be full and you'll have a nice buzz going on.
Yes.
That's for sure. We recommend Ubering.
For people who don't use the spit buckets?
For people who don't use the spit buckets. I think one of the biggest things about going to the festival is the education you can get. We've got winemakers and wine suppliers coming from all over the world. You have a chance to be face-to-face with some of these people and get to pick their brain. And if you're a lover of wine or just want to learn about it, there's over 150 wines you can learn about.
Laurel Coffey is the resource development manager at the Bellamy Mansion Museum and on the board of the Wilmington Wine and Food Festival.
The festival is a great time for everyone to come along and enjoy good drinks and food. But in doing so, you are benefiting not only the Bellamy Mansion and our scores of community events that we have going on throughout the year, but you are also benefiting Nourish NC, a local nonprofit. Nourish NC's mission is to provide healthy food to hungry kids, empowering them to succeed in the classroom and in the community. Nourish NC has a backpack program that provides 1,000 kids with nutritious food every weekend and over all school breaks. So by coming out and enjoying the festival, you will be giving money back to our community and making sure kids have food and nourishment. In terms of just coming together as a community, you really get to meet lots of different people, and we're all coming together for a similar interest, our love of wine and food. This year is something else to keep in mind. We have an amazing silent auction that will be benefiting the Bellamy Mansion and Nourish NC. Artwork, jewelry, candles, t-shirts, swag from local restaurants and breweries, about 22 silent auction
some
packages.
Great baskets this
year. Yeah, that we're going to be auctioning off on the Friday event. It's a lot of fun. We're coming together, enjoying food and drink, but at the core of it, we're coming back and benefiting our community and benefiting some local nonprofits.
That's Festival Director Lauren Dixon and Laurel Coffey from the Bellamy Mansion Museum. The Wilmington Wine and Food Festival is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, rain or shine. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.